Key Bryan, we hardly knew ye. Traded to the Cincinnati Reds. I actually think he might rebound big.
I do too.
And be good for
possible.
Them down the stretch.
He just seems like the typical pirate killer. You know, like Colton Wong was. Those types of guys that are just average hitters, but when they play against the Pirates, they hit like Aaron Judge.
You know what? I'm just glad he's gone. That's the bottom line here. And if he goes to Cincy and does well, great for him and great for them. But I don't think over the long haul with the back issue and the bat issue that I don't think they're going to be happy with this over the long haul. He is signed for a long time.
What this kind of meant to me, Joe, looking at this trade, is the Reds, they kind of valued Key Bryan Hayes. To give up a guy that became the seventh best prospect in the Pirates system, to take on the money, to deal a reliever with a 2.34 ERA that they could have probably traded themselves or kept because they're right around 500, they must have actually wanted this guy more than a lot of people expected.
I'm surprised that the Pirates were able to get rid of him. I'll say that much. I mean, just look at the raw numbers. 2.36, two home runs, 36 RBIs. All right. Limits. Let's go to the phone lines. You and I disagree on Mitch Keller. You want to keep him. I want to parlay him into a bat. I'm very, very comfortable with this team's pitching for 2026 beyond Mitch Keller. Very comfortable. Go ahead.
All right, my friend. Let's start with Randy in Mount Pleasant.
What's up, Randy?
Joe and City, how you doing today?
Doing good. You?
Oh, great. I went out, did some shopping early. This trade, yeah, I'm glad Hayes is gone. I would have traded for him. It seems like I got, but he's on a limited contract. Who's this guy from Seattle they traded that Ferguson showed promise? Did he play for Fay West League here in Fay, over here? With Mill Run in a Fay West League or something? Or I don't know.
What?
What?
That guy they traded in Seattle, they traded Ferguson for. Who the hell is he?
We should keep that tagline.
Over here, but we have the Fay West League.
Yeah.
Baseball, Mill Runs, we're using.
I mean, it's only Caleb Ferguson. Limits, you're the minor league expert around here. Who'd they get back for Caleb Ferguson? Tell us all about him.
They got a guy named Jeter Martinez, not to be confused with Derek Jeter or Pedro Martinez. He's now the 21st best prospect in their system. He had a 172 ERA in rookie ball, then a 386 last year, or this year. Ready? 6.18 ERA in 62 innings. Fun.
Sir, are you actually hung up on this Caleb Ferguson deal here? This has you...
Not really. It just shows how stupid they are. That's all. Like getting Archer. Ooh, got Archer. Ooh, and he was on a dog. They got gypped there. But I was talking to City. Look, our two relievers, Santana, you know, and they're like a one, they remind me of Lydell Mitchell and Franco Harris. 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
One guy, you know, because relievers, they got their down. They get tired, so they could complement each other. One set up one time, the other relief. I would keep that there.
Randy, why not Franco and Rocky? Why Lydell Mitchell?
Okay. Boy, I tell you. Hey, you know what? Boy, Starkey, you got to do something about him.
I agree.
I
agree, Limits. He has a great comparison.
You
and then you
him.
What?
Yeah, I'm already messing with him. But they used to say that Franco and Lydell Mitchell, the best 1-2 punch in the East. You weren't born yet. But anyhow, so you got them. Now, a lot depends on Jones. How's his health?
Well, that is true. And we appreciate the call moving forward. Jared Jones, he's not going to pitch next year, I don't think. So you're looking at 2027. You're looking at a lockout. Zangrilli has said he may never pitch here again.
Yeah, I mean, there is a possibility he pitches next year, but it would be like
August,
September.
That would be crazy. But I can't be the only one who would be very comfortable without Mitch Keller. I think they still have a chance to have a really good rotation and obviously still a really good bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, even if they trade Keller, they're going to have a good rotation. How strong it would be is the main question for me. Because I still have questions about some of those guys like Burroughs and Ashcraft and what they're going to be like. Is Ashcraft just going to be a multi-inning reliever? Maybe
I mean, I want to find
closer?
Out.
He's a good pitcher.
I want to find out. That's for sure with him. You know, don't you think Mitch Keller will revert to sort of the mean here, which is right around 4 and above 4 with his ERA. I feel like he's replaceable. I guess that's the bottom line. Let's go to the next call.
All right, let's see what Gary in Gibsonia has to say.
Oh, you need a cup of coffee. I usually agree with you 90% of the time, but on this a couple subjects here, I really disagree. If you add up, this is a huge thing to get rid of Hayes. If you add up Hayes and you add up Conifalepa, you add up the Heaney and our buddy Pham, it's almost $22 million of saved money, and they could get a bat for between $25 and $30 million. Second point, real
quick. Wait. Let's backtrack. What do you disagree with that was said?
The Owen thing. I'm going to the Owen, and I'm going to go to one more point on
the
Diaz thing.
What
the
did
Diaz,
he say?
The Diaz thing.
What Diaz
Yandy
thing?
Diaz.
Yandy Diaz.
Okay.
Yandy Diaz is owed $12 million next year, and then he is a free agent.
No, they have a club option for 27 as well.
Yeah, they do. But again, it's a $12 million option. And I just got done telling you that you can pick up 25 with what happened. They're going to be getting rid of everybody. Second thing is
okay.
Owen,
so what's your point on Diaz then? That he's too expensive and you don't want him, or you do want him?
Well, you don't want him because he's 34 years old. He's again, you got to be careful because again, his numbers have been tracking down. Where do you play him? There's a whole bunch.
No,
of
his numbers have tracked up this year. He's up to an 809 OPS. He hits .230. He's got a .465 slug and 18 home runs. The second he walks in the door, he's your best hitter.
Absolutely, he's the best hitter. But I mean, again, for next year, you got $12 million in the books.
$12 million is 10 cents in Major League Baseball, and they just got rid of Key Brian Hayes' money. And if Keller was involved in this deal, you'd be winning on that salary too.
Well, I disagree. You could get a better player, and you can get maybe a longer term deal too with a better bat. I mean, I still think you got a guy that's going to be up and down. And at 34, 35, 36, you don't know what's going to happen.
The age could be a concern, but who would you suggest? I mean, beggars can't be choosers here.
Okay, yeah. So real quick, and this is going to tie into your answer. Owen is not going to be traded because they're not going to. They have one of the outfielders out there that they picked up.
Are you talking about Owen Casey, the AAA prospect from the Cubs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So Tucker on the Chicago Cubs is done after this year, and they are not going to re-sign him. Owen is going to take his place, and Hap, if you're looking at his numbers, have dropped off dramatically. I doubt very much that the Cubs are going to give up Owen, quite frankly, because you're right. He's going to go right in there, and he's going to be one of their power hitters.
Well, here's one of the things about that, and Owen Casey is a guy that a lot of people are talking about. He's red hot.
Yep.
He has three multiple homer games. I realize it's only AAA. I realize that Jack Sawinski and Henry Davis and others are AAA heroes who stink at the major league level, but I compare it to college football. Not every great college football player makes it in the pros. Does that mean you don't draft them? I mean, the great ones become great in the pros too. Everybody seems to love this kid. However, maybe the Cubs aren't included because you know why? They just had a call-up and it wasn't him. With the deadline looming, the Cubs call-up Ballesteros, whatever his name is, instead of Owen Casey. So they apparently value one of their own guys over him. Other organizations have prospects too, and they've got plenty of them, and this kid seems to be someone that they can afford to get rid of.
Well, I let's see at the end of the year. I listen to you and I call on a frequent basis. I really believe they're going to keep Owen. They're not going to give up a power hitter like that. They're like gold. I mean, they're not going to give up a guy that's in a situation where the kind of power he's been showing.
You might be right. You might be right about that.
I think that the third point is the Keller thing, and I'm agreeing with Lemons. If you look at his stats and look at his salary earnings, you would be surprised at where he fits. We are getting a bargain with him. He is a number two. Take a look at the number twos, what they're making in the stats against Keller. You'd be shocked to see that. And I think that they're giving. I would never give up a number two. And the third point, we have a lot of great arms. That doesn't mean we have a lot of great pitchers. We do have some, but the arms don't necessarily equal great pitchers.
Have you ever looked at Keller's numbers in August and September? Have you ever looked at that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, let's see what happens. I mean, again, I agree with you. He has a downturn on that, but this year has been a very unusual year in that this whole year he's been consistent. He had up and downs in the beginning of the year last year too. Not as many.
He's had some other very good starts. I appreciate the call, but again, if I read you his August and September's ERAs for the past 4 years, you'd be stunned. About four of them are six and above. He's had one good month out of those eight. So, limits. And you agree with this guy. Please, yeah, somebody call the show.
And we'll get
the Pirates need bats. They need hitting. They don't need a number two or three starter who's consistent and gives you a quality start.
We keep talking about
find that elsewhere.
Well, we keep talking about Chandler he's going to be when he comes up. Chandler yesterday, 5 1/3, 5 runs, 2 home runs allowed, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts.
I don't care. Get him up here and pitch. What has Mitch Keller's good season gotten you?
What do you mean?
Last place.
So you're saying you can win with Keller and you can finish in last place with Keller and you can finish in last place without Keller?
Yeah, I am.
Mitch Keller can't win you multiple other games. It's not Mitch Keller's fault that in all those, and I know you poo-poo quality starts, but all those good starts that he's had, that his offense has not been able to get him anything.
Right. So what are you going to do about the offense?
For the 12th time, trade your relievers and your younger pitching.
You're going to get maybe one guy.
You keep asking. I have the same answer.
You make Mitch Keller sound like he's Roger Clemens, for God's sakes. Limits?
Again, I think that you keep Keller for a multitude of reasons.
Now people are getting cold feet on Mitch Keller. I give up. Fine, keep Mitch Keller. Have him in your rotation next year with no hitters again.
If you trade all these guys want to be able to truly be able to contend next year,
yeah,
whether you do add more bats, but you subtract significantly from this surplus of pitching.
What is the difference between Bailey Falter and Mitch Keller? You tell me. Their ERAs are almost exactly the same. Falter's whip is better if you're into stats like that, walks and hits to innings pitched. What's the difference? You don't think Oviedo could approximate what Mitch Keller does?
I don't know what Oviedo is going to be. We haven't seen him in a year and a half.
I'm willing to take that chance.
Keller is more consistent than Bailey Falter, who has more ebbs and flows and ups and downs, I think. Like, Falter can give you 7 innings of no-run ball, but then again, it wouldn't surprise me if he goes out there and has 4 innings and he gets blown up for 5 runs.
Mitch Keller has been the epitome of inconsistency. Over the course of his career.
And then he stabilized it the last 2 or 3 years, and that's why he got the contract that he did.
He stabilized it. Limits. Last year, after having a 3.6 ERA, he had a 3.3 ERA at this time last year. Were you aware of that? Limits?
More people are calling in. I'm taking the calls.
Okay. You just said he stabilized. Don't take the call. We have a guest at 11. I want to talk to you. Limits, say goodbye.
All right. Well, you got my attention.
Okay. You just said he stabilized it last year. At this time last year, while we were sitting here.
What I said is
What
I said is that he stabilized his career over the last 3 years. I didn't say he stabilized the team or anything.
No, you said he stabilized. The context of our conversation was guys who blow up, who are inconsistent. You talked about Falter.
Okay.
And I said that Keller is the epitome of that over the course of his career. Although I will agree, he was a disaster.
He was awful his first three years.
He was Tyler Glasnow part two. And then he did stabilize his career. Yes.
That is what I said.
Not really, because in the context of our conversation, we were talking about guys who are inconsistent during the year. And you said Falter's been more up and down than Keller. I said Keller's been the epitome of that over the course of his career, including last year. You and I sat here last year, even though I don't know if you were even here. Was Ron already gone by this time last year?
Ron was way gone by this time.
Mitch Keller had a 3.30 ERA on this day last year after a two-hitter against the Diamondbacks. A two-hitter. Okay?
Yep.
Then guess what happened, Limits?
I'm going to guess that he fell off a cliff.
Then he fell off a cliff. Dodgers, 7 runs. Padres, 8 runs. A 6.75 ERA in August. They crumbled. He crumbled. And guess what his ERA was in September?
Wrong.
6.66. In September. And that happens every year. This guy is the epitome of a lack of consistency.
Well, I'm willing to bank that it's going to change this year.
Okay.
I'm willing to bank on it being
different. I'm not. I want a hitter. I think I can approximate what Keller gives you. And I want hitters.
We have time for another
call,
Joe. I
can't believe that we get to the deadline and now people are like, oh, no, you can't trade Mitch Keller. No, no, anybody but him. He's the guy that's going to get you what you want. I can't take this anymore. I can't. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Greg in Youngstown. Hi, Greg.
I have the trade.
Okay.
Here's the trade.
All right.
I want a veteran, and I'll trade Keller. I'm going to pull this off.
All right.
Cleveland doesn't want a veteran. They want a hitter to replace Kwan, and they probably want a pitcher.
Okay.
So I'm trading Keller to the Cubs for that hitter. I'm pushing that hitter to Cleveland to get Kwan. Because he may be one of the top five best hitters in baseball.
Tell me again how the trade works.
Okay, I trade Keller to Chicago for that outfielder, okay? Then I take that outfielder and another player, and I push him to Cleveland for Kwan.
Isn't that interesting limits? That's why we pay Greg. That's why he lifts all them weights,
Greg, yes.
Right? I like it, Greg. Thank you. How about Stephen Kwan? Oh, limitless wonder. Would you give up Keller for him or a three-way trade to make it work like this guy's talking about?
Yeah, I would do that.
One trade and then another? You know what I mean, don't you?
I would do that. Yeah, I would be a little concerned just because Kwan has 2 years of club control left, but I mean, that's what you're maximizing the Skeens window anyway.
Oh, my God. After we just talked about that the whole hour, now you'd be willing to give up Keller for a hitter.
We're talking about an all-star, multi-time all-star hitter that can hit at the very top of your order. And can be, he's one of the better hitters in all of baseball, Joe.
He is?
The way that you make it, I believe so, yes.
He has a 758 OPS and a 286 average limits with 9 home runs. He's not one of the better hitters in all of baseball. Have you gone nuts?
Well, the way that he's played over the last 3 years, multi-time all-star,
he's never had
plays very good defense.
He's a very good all-around player.
Very good all-around player.
And I would do this deal. But let's not get clear. He's never had an OPS over 800, and he's never had more than 14 homers.
Well, he's not a big power hitter.
I know.
He's a get-on-base, gap-to-gap type of guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good hitter. Let's not get crazy here.
And they need types of guys like that in their lineup. They need anybody that can hit in their
lineup. Yandy Diaz is a better hitter than him.
A better hitter or a better power hitter? And a better all-around hitter, Kwan, is definitely better than Diaz.
He is?
A better all-around guy? Yes.
Because in 2023, Diaz finished 6th in MVP voting,
while
this guy, Kwan, had a 710 OPS.
Right now,
Yandy Diaz has an OPS that's like 60 points higher than this guy and twice as many home runs.
Kwan, 2-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glove winner as well in left field.
Now you're moving the goalposts again.
3.1, not at all.
You move more goalposts than Scott
RBIs.
Norwood. What is going on here? It's okay.
I'm going to go back on vacation. I've had enough of you already, Joe, and we're 1 hour in.
Enough of me? I've had enough of you.
Good thing I'm going on vacation again next week.
Who are you, Pump? You're on vacation every week now?
I'm taking, multiple trips.
People rip me for my vacations. I don't go on half as many as very rarely Pump and every other week Joe show, right? So I'm baffled. I'm sitting here baffled now. You wouldn't give up Keller for Yandy Diaz, but you would for Stephen Kwan. Is that the moral of our story here?
Yep, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Texter, is there another Sheets that Limits might be able to manage? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Joe Kopp left here to manage Sheets.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
You've gone absolutely nuts. What happened to you on vacation?
And I think your argument's dumb, but here we are.
You said you wouldn't trade Keller for Yandy Diaz, who is a better power hitter and probably a better overall hitter than Stephen Kwan, but you would for Stephen Kwan.
How about this deal? According to Jeff Passan, the San Diego Padres are acquiring Mason Miller from the A's.
Oh.
And they're getting starter J.P. Sears.
That's a huge deal. Roebuck. Mason Miller. Wow.
The Padres, again, all in.
I wish the Pirates could have gotten him. You know that, what's his name? Harry Callis faced him. Did you know that?
Yeah, Waynesburg.
Yeah. You acted like I should have known, or I was insulting you by asking if you knew that.
No, not at all. I went to Waynesburg.
I know you
did. That's how I knew.
I know that's how you knew. Boy, we're going to be arguing all day, aren't we?
Probably.
Do you know what Harry hit in high school? Wrong. 407.
Congratulations on all his success.
All right, let's go to the next hour.
All right, John Parado next. He'll be on video.
Let's ask him who the better hitter is, Stephen Kwan or Yandy Diaz. Let's ask him about Ben Cherington's contract, how long that runs, if he thinks Cherington is going to be around. Let's ask him all of that. Listen to the Hardly Ever Pomp and Every Other Week Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. You know, I broke 100 at Nevillewood yesterday.
Nice.
My friend Wayne and I played also with the Shenderovich twins. How about that?
Oh, that's great.
You should see how they pound the ball.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. These guys send it into the moon or the sun, as the case may be.
A lot of power on those twins.
I had two pars in a row on the front nine. What do you think of that?
I'm very happy
four
for
pars
you.
Overall limits. Are you proud of
I'm
me?
I'm very, very
I've only
proud
been
of
playing
you.
Golf for 4 years, and I broke 100 at Nevillewood.
It's very difficult to do.
I also had one hell of a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich afterward with well-done bacon on rye bread. When's the last time you had rye bread?
Maybe that's my problem. I need to eat some food.
Maybe.
All I had this morning was a chocolate cookie.
I can picture you.
Yep, just eating my chocolate cookie on the way here.
Waking up in your little...
The Texers are also, like 80% of them are absolutely killing me today.
Yeah, well, that's
Some
normal.
Say they agree with me in saying that you have been cranky the past few days.
I'm in a great mood.
But another Texter says, Limits, you got to get some better takes, dude.
Can't you picture Limits in a little bonnet waking up in his David Bednar pajamas and the first thing he eats is a chocolate cookie as he dreams of his next wiffle ball tournament?
Another texter.
You're adorable. You really are.
I try. Another texter. I went to high school with Callis. He did not hit 407.
I was lying about that. I just wanted to say wrong before you could answer.